This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We want to thank you for listening in all week long, of course, all Friday long as well, as we get you set up for our A1 Organics Game of the Week between number 11 Brush and number 10 University. The Beat Diggers and the Bulldogs throwing down tonight. Just about an hour or so from now, we'll send it out to Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick. They'll have the call for you tonight around 6:30 or so. We'll get it out to them, and they'll do their own little pregame show, start to set the scene there. As for this hour, we're going to get back for this next half hour. We're going to run through the Thursday night scoreboard again. We'll run through our local Friday night scoreboard, all the games that we're going to be keeping an eye on. Kyle Johnson will be in studio tonight as well for the out of town scoreboard updates. So definitely let us know, let him know on the J9 Agency's text line 888-530-0043. If there's a game that I miss as we run through the scoreboard here, or there's a game that you want Kyle to keep his eye on, let us know, and we'll be able to get those updates to you throughout the broadcast tonight. Of course, none of this will be possible without our great sponsor, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in Johnstown Plaza, right there between I-25 and Highway 34. It's right next to Shields. You can't possibly miss it. But if you do somehow miss it, there are 13 other Colorado locations. And I talk a lot about going to Perry's on the weekends. They have some great weekday deals as well. Of course, happy hour from 3 to 6 every single day, all day Sunday, of course. You can go in for their Monday or their Wednesday night specials, pizza and a side there. They have game day specials starting at $15.99. You get pizza, wings, and all the fixings for you, as well as game time special, kickoff specials. If there's something going on at Perry's, they have a special for it. Of course, they just wrapped up their Oktoberfest last weekend. As we start to move into the colder holiday season, I'm sure they're going to have plenty more seasonal specials coming up here in November into December. But of course, the best New York style pizza, calzones and pastas, their wraps and hot sandwiches are great too. And go try their dessert, their Highline fried dough. It's one of our personal favorites here at KFKA. My favorite, of course, is the cannolis. Those are so good. A nice little treat for you on the way home after a good dinner or lunch or whatever over at Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House. Of course, try their Perry Pints deal. They're constantly rotating their brewery list. Every 4 weeks or so, they rotate that beer list with local breweries, some new ones you haven't heard of, as well as some of your old favorites. You can do their Perry's Pints deal. First pour is $4. Your second pour is $3. So go check out Perry's this weekend. Again, any game that you want to watch this weekend, they can get it on the TVs for you. 360-degree bar top as well. Plenty of good times over there at Perry's. So let's jump back into the prep scene here real quick. We'll look at our Thursday night games, six games here that I had my eye on last night. Starting in 2A, the Valley Vikings beat the Bennett Tigers 48-24, held Bennett scoreless in that second half as the Vikings now move to 2-6. Weld Central was hosting Timnath last night, and the Rebels won that one 12-7. They moved to 4-4. The Cubs of Timnath dropped down to 2-6. Moving into 3A, we had number 22 Mountain View at number 8 Resurrection Christian last night, and the Cougars continue their winning ways. They win this one 34-19, held Mountain View scoreless in the second and third quarters, and they move now to 6-1 on the year. A very, very good season so far for the Cougars there. Mountain View drops down to 1-7. Number 23 Northridge was at number 9 Thompson Valley last night. A couple of ranked teams here. Thompson Valley won this one 43-14 after leading 36-7 at halftime. They held Northridge scoreless again in the second and third quarters as the Thompson Valley Eagles move to 6-2. Northridge will drop down to 5-3. We'll see if they keep that number 23 ranking next week. Also, we had Niwot at number 12 Meade last night. The Mavericks pull out the win 14-3, the final score. They now level out their season at 4-4. Niwot drops down to 3-5. Lastly, here in 3A from our Thursday night action, number 2, Holy Family, was at Fort Morgan last night, and the Tigers just continue to roll. They win this one 49-7, led 35-7 at halftime. They move to 7-1. Fort Morgan, the Mustangs, drop down to 2-6. So there were your Thursday night scoreboard, a couple of games I had my eye on. Let's move into our Friday night scoreboard. Remember, again, Kyle Johnson will have all of these scores for you throughout the broadcast tonight. Starting here in 2A, number 3, Berthoud at the Academy, 7-0 versus 0-7. We know how good that Spartans defense is, only allowing 38 total points all season long, including 4 shutout wins so far this year. And they're going to look to take that momentum on the road against an Academy team that's giving up almost 40 points per game. Continuing here in 2A, number 13, Eaton is at number 17, Forge Christian tonight. A couple of 4-3 teams looking to take another step in their season. Eaton, of course, they snapped a 3-game winning streak last week to Berthoud. We talked about that Spartans defense. But Eaton is still scoring about 28 points per game as they're looking just to find some consistency, try to start to string together some wins here late in the year and hopefully, you know, get a playoff spot secured. Also here, number 15, Wellington is going to be at number 20, Platte Valley tonight. The Broncos 4-3 coming into this one on a 3-game winning streak after starting their season 1-3. So they have definitely turned it around as we get, you know, up to and past the midway point, scoring 26 points per game on that 3-game winning streak. And they're going to need all of those points as they take on a tough Wellington Eagles team, 7-0 coming into this one, only allowing 12 points per game, and they're scoring almost 34 points per game on the road. So Platte Valley is going to be in for a tough one tonight, but if they can pull it out, would be a huge win for that program, and, you know, obviously an upset over an undefeated team. Continuing here in 2A, Fort Lupton is at Steamboat Springs tonight. Another matchup of 3-4 teams here. Fort Lupton 2-2 in their last 4 games, almost 20 points on the road, and this is only their third road game this year. So they haven't really been tested on the road yet. They're going to have to, you know, really rely on each other as they take on a Steamboat Springs team that's 1-3 in their last 4 games. So they're kind of on the downturn, and they're allowing almost 30 points per game in that one. We'll see if Fort Lupton can't go in on the road and get a big win for them. Here in 3A, one game we're going to be looking at tonight, number 5 Roosevelt and number 24 Severance, the Silver Knights. You've heard both of these teams throughout the season on our games of the week. And we are no stranger to the success that these programs have. Roosevelt, of course, defending state champions in 3A. They got a bounce-back win last week over Northridge after they suffered their first loss to Res Christian 2 weeks ago. But Roosevelt, that defense still travels well, allowing 20 points per game in their victory, 6 victories on the year for them. When you look at Severance here, a team that's been, you know, trying to be more competitive in all of their games, of course, they're on a 2-game losing streak with losses to Thompson Valley and Res Christian, and those are, again, 2 really good teams. But the Silver Knights, in those 2 games, they've only scored 6 points in each game. You got to try to find some offense tonight if you're going to look to take down the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Moving into 4A here, number 18, Longmont, is at number 2, Erie, tonight. The Longmont Trojans 5-3 coming into this one on a 5-game winning streak. Their season couldn't have started off any worse, started 0-3, but they have found themselves again on a 5-game winning streak, scoring almost 43 points per game in these 5 games, and they're allowing just under 17. I know I mentioned it last hour, but complimentary football there for Longmont, and they are taking on a very similar type of team with Erie, who is also coming in on a 7-game win streak after starting 0-1. They're also scoring about 43 points per game and only allowing about 14. So what's going to give? Which team's going to have the edge here? Is it going to be the high-flying? Are we going to get a shootout, or are we going to get a defensive battle? Should be an interesting one there again. Number 18, Longmont, at number 2, Erie. Continuing down the list here in 4A, number 15, Windsor, at number 13, Loveland tonight. A couple of 6-2 teams going at it. Windsor on a 3-game win streak with wins over Greeley Central, Skyline, and Greeley West, scoring almost 50 points per game in those last 3 games, and they have only allowed 13 combined points in those three games. So the Wizards starting to find themselves a little bit. I know they kind of hit a bit of a rough patch the last couple of weeks, but they're going to try to take their efforts on the road, taking on a Red Wolves team that's on a two-game win streak and scoring about 31 points per game. That should be a good back-and-forth game as well. Moving down the list, number 22, Monarch at Greeley West tonight. The Monarch Coyotes 4-4 coming into this one on a four-game losing streak. Complete up and down from the way their season started after, you know, they started 4-0 and they've lost their last four. And in these last four games, they're only scoring about 14 points per game. So that offense has really started to sputter a little bit. Is it enough for the Greeley West Spartans at 1-7 to get a win at home? They're 1-2 at home so far this year, and they're only averaging 7 points per game in their eight contests right now. So Greeley West, it's going to take a lot, but when you're taking on a Monarch team that's kind of down on their luck, maybe you can get a little lucky. Moving into Thornton and Liberty tonight, the Trojans of Thornton 1-7 coming in on a two-game losing streak after getting their first win over Hinkley a couple of weeks ago. But they're still allowing almost 36 points per game. And when you look at Liberty, the Lancers coming into this one at 3-5. They've had a very much up and down season. They started 0-3, won their next three, and they've lost the last two. And they are also 2-3 in home games this season. So we'll see if Thornton can't take some little magic on the road and get an upset over Liberty. Last one here in 4A, Greeley Central at Silver Creek. 2-6 the Wildcats, 2-6 the Raptors. Greeley Central's on a four-game losing streak after they started their season 2-2. And they're only scoring about 10 points per game in that four-game streak there. So I've got to try to find some offense tonight against a Silver Creek team that's also on a losing streak. They've lost three in a row, and they've only combined to score 12 points in their last two games. So a game that looks to see if the offenses can find their rhythm a little bit. We'll see what happens there. That's Greeley Central and Silver Creek. Lastly here, let's check out the 5A list. A lot of Fort Collins action going on here. Rocky Mountain at Boulder tonight. The 3-5 Lobos are 2-1 in their road game so far this year, allowing just about 23 points per game. But they're taking on a pretty bad Boulder Panthers team. 0-8 coming into this one, only scoring about 7 points per game. I think this would be a big momentum boost for Rocky Mountain as they try to get that record back up to 500 before the end of the season. Then we have Fort Collins at Poudre tonight as we round out the Fort Collins school rivalry games. The Lampkins 1-7 coming into this one, allowing almost 45 points per game. As for Poudre, they're 2-2 in their last four games. They're trying to find a little bit of consistency after a rough start, but they have been shut out four times this year. So we'll see if either one of these offenses can find some momentum tonight. Lastly here in 5A, number 13, Fairview at number 25, Fossil Ridge. The Knights are 7-1 coming into this one on a five-game winning streak after starting 2-1. But they also have two shutout wins over Lakewood and Poudre. And they've got a really good defense, allowing almost 10 points per game. They're going to have to take it on the road against a Fossil Ridge team where their record says 4-4. Their last five games say they're 4-1, scoring 35 points per game in those last five games. So we'll see if Fossil Ridge can get that offense going tonight at home. So there's our Friday night scoreboard. Again, Kyle Johnson in studio later on to give you all those updates. When we come back, we will preview our A1 Organics game of the week between number 11 Brush and number 10 University. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Into Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are almost ready for our A1 Organics Game of the Week between number 11 Brush and number 10 University. The Bulldogs and the Beat Diggers getting ready to throw down tonight. We are getting ready to, we will send it out to Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick on the call for you here in Greeley. It isn't Greeley. I know I got the location of the game wrong last weekend. Thanks for reminding me right after I got off the air. I found that out. So I made sure the game is in Greeley tonight. It's going to be a good one. The weather is cooperating right around 77 degrees right now. Oh my gosh, is it October for real? This is unbelievable, but it should be a perfect night. It's going to get a little chilly later on as we wrap this game up, but it should be a great one. Let's get into these two teams here, of course. Start here with Brush, the visiting team. Of course, out of Brush, Colorado, head coach Joe Rosenbrock leading his squad, scoring about 27.4 points per game, and they are allowing almost, you know, about 13.8. Good complementary offense, good complementary defense. When you look at some of their star players here, we'll start off with the quarterback, sophomore Eric Rico, 19 for 56 on the year, 33% completion percentage, 307 yards, one touchdown and four interceptions. Not great quarterback numbers, but I don't think this Brush team is going to be looking to throw the ball all that much. Rico only averages about 43 yards per game in the air. A lot of their offensive production goes to sophomore running back Richie Bruno. His stat line on the year so far, 150 carries, 827 yards, and 12 touchdowns on the year. He's averaging about 118 yards per game, and they are definitely going to be relying on Bruno tonight at the running back position. He can also catch the ball out of the backfield as well. He's also their leading receiver in terms of yards per game for this Brush team. So we'll see, Rico, the quarterback, Bruno, the running back there. But don't forget about on the defensive side, star cornerback junior Percy Odell, 28 solo tackles, 26 assisted. He's also got one fumble recovery and three interceptions on the season. So we know this Beat Diggers defense is very, very tough, but they also like to force the ball out of your hands. Of course, three picks and a fumble there is good for just one cornerback. We'll see how the rest of their defense does. And looking at the Brush Beat Diggers season so far, they opened their year with a loss to Wiggins, and then they got two wins in a row over Fort Morgan and then Yuma, and then they lost a game to Rifle, followed by three wins in a row over Arvada, Sterling, and Weld Central. So a Brush team that's, one and two in their first two games, but they have found their rhythm here late. Now winners of their last three games, but they're going to have to try to take that here on the road, taking on the University Bulldogs. Of course, head coach Casey Doss back again leading this program. Very similar stats in terms of the offensive-defensive output, scoring about 30 points per game and only allowing about 15. So you have two teams here that have two really, really good defenses and two very complementary offenses. We'll see which one gets going tonight. When you look at the Bulldogs here, they're led by quarterback senior Cole Crossant, 67 for 118 on the year. It's about a 56% completion percentage. He's at 916 yards through the air, seven touchdowns and three interceptions, but he's averaging about 130.9 yards per game, so they definitely like to air it out a little bit. And the guy they like to throw it to and hand it off to is their leading rusher and receiver, junior Brevin Doss, 50 carries on the year, 678 rushing yards. He's about 96.9 yards per game on the ground, six total touchdowns, and then as a receiver, he's got 22 catches, 392 yards, and three touchdowns on the year. So Brevin Doss is going to be all over the field tonight, running the ball, catching the ball. He plays a little bit of defense as well, so we'll see Doss all over the field, as well as looking on their defensive side of the ball, cornerback senior Caleb Tejada, six interceptions on the season so far. It all sets up. When you just look at the scoring and defensive stats here, two teams that play complementary football, it's going to require both sides to play very well tonight. And what will be a statement win, not only in the division, but in the conference between these two, both at 5-2 coming into this one, would be a big win if they can get it tonight. So we will find out, of course. Michael Spill and Bruce Dick will get set to call the game tonight. They're going to give you a little bit of a pregame show here in just about 5 or so minutes. They'll set the scene for you over there at University and Brush. Of course, we want to give one last thanks to our great sponsor, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in Johnstown. I'm going to try to get over there this weekend because I am craving some pizza right now. I might get over there Sunday for their all-day Sunday happy hour specials, of course. Go check out the Broncos. UNC Bears will be on tomorrow night, 5 o'clock pregame with Blake Olson and Matt Gatos, the blue and gold pregame with a kickoff at 6. Then we have CSU Air Force also playing a little bit football tomorrow as well. That is going to do it for us here in Football Night in Northern Colorado. Hope you continue to listen to us throughout the evening. Of course, Kyle Johnson again will have your out-of-town scoreboard updates throughout the broadcast tonight. That's going to do it for us here. I have been Angel Padilla. Micah's been running the board. He'll continue to run the board tonight. We thank you for listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Happy footballing.